Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve from Amazon. We've got a package that was, it's coming to your neighborhood today, and it looks like the delivery drone, it got all mixed up and it ended up in your house.
A delivery drone?
Yeah, they fly around, it's kind of like a miniature helicopter. That's how we do our deliveries now. And
our area?
Yeah, all over the country, we do delivery drone packages.
Son of a gun, I thought it was like Boston, you know.
Oh, no, Boston's
Dallas,
just, Boston's...
Something. So you think you've got one in my area?
Yeah, well, no,
okay,
it actually went into your house by accident. It came in the house.
Into my house?
Yeah, it's in there right now.
That would be very hard. It's very cold down here. It couldn't have gotten into my house.
Well, what's the temperature have to do with it? It's a robot. It doesn't care how cold it is.
Because all the doors are locked.
Well, no, it knows how to open doors and windows and stuff, so it can come in and bring in the...
Oh, it can't. You're full of malarkey.
Malarkey? What the hell?
That's absolutely... And I'm looking outside, and I don't see anything.
No, it's not going to...
It couldn't possibly have been...
It's definitely inside your... it's in the house. It was in a bedroom just a minute ago. I was looking on the camera, and I think I saw you walk by at some point.
But you know what? This is the best stupid call I've had all week.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't believe you, but it's rather sad.
Well,
if I find anything in my house, I will call Amazon. How's that?
That would be,
clean up today.
That would be great. Could you just open up your door so it can get out, you know, like a bird? No,
I don't. I don't see that happening right this minute. And if I see something flying around, I'll call the security at the desk.
Yeah,
how's that?
Or just get
and they'll take care of it for you.
If you could just get a broom, if you see it flying around, get a broom and just
no,
be like, get.
I do not see that happening. But hands down, you're my best phone call all week.
Aw, thank you.
So you have a great day. You gave an old lady a good laugh.
I wish I could say the same about you.
There you go. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Ruth.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snow Plow Show. Today is April 22nd, 2019, and this is a milestone episode. It's episode 548. This one's brought to you by Omni and Jason B and Christine and Miguel F and thebadcatforum.com. Thanks, all of you, for supporting the show and being sponsors and keeping the show going. And thanks to the brand new supporters of the show, like Seven and Money with Wings and Lando Salem Chainsaw and Austin Inn. Those are some of the more recent new supporters who've signed up over on patreon.com/phonelosers. I highly recommend signing up over there because you get extra shows every week. Last week I did two extra shows, but then I did one less normal show than I usually do because I suck and everything. On the most recent Hobo-sode, I did some more Arby's calls. And I got the employee to yell out a weird phrase as he did it.
What'd you say?
Can you yell Operation Dex and Slayer as you ring it?
Operation what?
Dex and Slayer.
Dex, what is it?
Dex and Slayer.
Operation Dex and Slayer?
Yeah, just kind of yell that out. That'll help them make sure it's the correct one.
Operation Dexter Slayer. Operation Dexter Slayer. Operation Dexter Slayer.
Oh, there it goes. Yep, Operation Dexter Slayer. That's a PrankNet reference from back in the good old days. I can't believe he did that. And the reason he was ringing the Arby's bell was even more ridiculous, you need to go listen to Hobosode number 173 to find out why he was ringing the bell. It's so stupid, and I had two different places doing that. And then the other one last week was Hobosode number 172, where I called up people, was it Craigslist, I guess? They posted some Craigslist ads, and I just picked on them for their spelling and grammar and punctuation.
Well, you understand what I do?
Yeah.
What's your purchase card? You called it correct my statement to you?
Your grammar and your spelling and your punctuation. There's a bunch of mistakes here. We just need to go over them all.
Well, you understand what I just said earlier, though, right? I got it. I received the package.
Okay, well, there are three different instances of you misspelling the word and. Could you spell the word and for me real quick?
Hold up, sir. Listen, I'm not going to go through that with you. Now, if you got a problem with sending me my other part to this device.
Oh, no, it's not that. We'll take care of that. It's just, are you not wanting to spell and because you don't know how? I can help.
I know how to spell and.
Oh, no, you're pronouncing
like
it wrong, too. It's and. There's a D on the end.
I know how to say spell in.
In. Yeah, there was a bunch of that in Hobosode number 172. It was a lot of fun. Good times over there on the Hobosodes. Be sure to sign up on patreon.com/phonelosers or on the other places like phonelosers.com/cactus. Speaking of that one, they are going to be upgrading my site tonight around midnight. The site's going to be down. I don't even know if I'm going to get the show up by then. But hopefully the phonelosers.com site is going to be faster. I've been having some issues with it lately, and I think this could fix a lot of issues. I'm upgrading my hosting package tonight. So be excited for that if you're one of the members over on phonelosers.com/cactus. And if you're a member over on patreon.com/phonelosers, there's exciting news over there too. I figured out that I could put as many attachments as I want into a single post. So I made a single post of Hobosodes, which has currently 173 attachments on it of every single Hobosode ever made. Because it's a pain in the ass over on Patreon to pull up all of the Hobosodes individually. You know, you have to keep clicking and scrolling and clicking and scrolling to get to them all. And now there's just one single post where you go on Patreon. Or actually, there's two. I made one of zipped archives and one of just the MP3 archives. So there's two different posts. You can either download them as zip files and unzip them on your own computer, or you can just download them all individually as MP3 files, if that makes any sense to you. I'm going to put links in the show notes. If you're on Patreon, you can click on those and check it out. It's very useful if you haven't heard all of the previous Hobosodes from the past 3 years. Now you can just have the whole archive on your computer and listen to it whenever you want. And since I know about that now, that means pretty soon I'm going to be making a post of the phone show. You know, the old show that I did from 2009 to 2012. I'm going to make a single post that has every single phone show episode in it, which is something like a billion hours over 4 years. And you'll be able to download all of those because I'm pretty sure whatever archive I have on phonelosers.org right now is broken, probably. So exciting news on both the website and on the Patreon. One more thing. I created a video about my favorite podcasts. I always forget if I've mentioned things on previous shows, so maybe I mentioned this on a previous show. But Nicole on the PLA Facebook group was suggesting that I make a post about my favorite podcast that I listen to. And I did that. It's a video. And everyone should go check that out. I will have a link to that also in the show notes over on snowplowshow.com. It's on my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/RBCP. I'm going to share an email I got with all of you, because I get a lot of really weird, fucked up emails all the time. But this one is weirder than I normally get. And this email could be complete bullshit. It could be a Nigerian scam. I'm not really sure. But somebody sent me this email. It's through the PLA contact form over at phonelosers.com/contact. And the subject line of it said, "Free payphones in Winsboro, North Carolina." And I'm mostly just mentioning this because I have a lot of PLA listeners in North Carolina. This came in 4 days ago, and I didn't respond to it. But this guy named John Gruber, he sent me this email, and he says this. He says, "I have a number of photos of two payphones at the Fairfield Square Shopping Center. Both appear to be fairly good condition 80s Bell South telephone boxes. One phone is next to the drugstore. The other one is on the other end of the complex around the corner from the main entrance to the grocery store against a brick wall. They are both free to the person who can remove them. I would appreciate you sharing with your followers and letting me know if there is interest. So I'm probably supposed to, put you in contact directly with this guy. I don't really know if you should actually go to that place and just show up and remove those payphones. Maybe you should contact someone at the shopping center before you start stealing payphones. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is some sort of a revenge scheme. Maybe he doesn't like the person that runs that shopping center. And he's like, ah ha ha, I'm going to get this guy's payphone stolen by emailing this idiot Brad Carter. I don't know. So yeah, you might want to contact someone. Or if you give me an email, I will put you in touch with this guy. It's just a weird thing. I don't know why he emailed this to me like this. I don't think it's a Nigerian scam. I think he's for real. His email address is a property management service of some sort. So if you want a couple of free payphones from the Fairfield Square Shopping Center, send me an email at rbcp@phonelosers.com and I will forward you to this guy, I guess. This show is now officially the buy and sell ads in North Carolina, I guess. I think that's enough of everything. Let's get started with today's show.
Call Hot Hints for the best Nintendo strategies.
Oh, I give up.
Don't give up. Call 1-900-HOT-HINTS and supercharge your game.
Cool. I can select all my favorite games.
There's hundreds of action-packed hints full of secret passwords on all the latest Nintendo games.
Hot Hints is fast, fun, and it's $1.65 a minute. Now I have the power.
Ask your parents before calling.
I meant to call this last mall of Max Powers that he sent in over the weekend, but it just didn't happen. I blame Olga and King Richard because I hung out with them all day on Saturday. We did a lot of shopping at porn stores together. And then on Sunday, I just worked on website stuff and Patreon stuff, like the archives that I mentioned before and other behind-the-scenes stuff. Those are my excuses for not doing a second show last week. Anyway, Max Power sent me three malls that he wanted me to do the Easter Bunny stuff in, and the Easter Bunny is gone now, so I'm not really sure what I'll do with this mall here. It's another upscale-looking mall. Maybe I can warn them about the eggs I left behind that weren't cooked or something. I think we'll start with this one, though.
Forever 21, this is Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte. This is Roy. I'm the one that was playing. I was in the Easter Bunny costume in the mall, here in the mall.
Okay.
Last week?
Yeah.
And I was in there, I guess on Friday night, I hid a bunch of Easter eggs all over your store.
Wait, you wanted the shoes, right? Really?
Yeah, and I was just wondering, did anyone find those? Because it turns...
not that I know of. Wait, hold on. Fab. Did you work this past weekend? You worked Friday and Saturday? Did you? Yes or no? No, yes or no.
Yeah.
Did you find any Easter Bunny, any Easter eggs, or did anybody say, like, oh, I found an Easter egg?
No.
No, not that you know.
What?
I don't think so. I mean, nobody told me if they
okay.
have or not, and I was here
because I put them
Friday
in. I put them in everything. I put them in pockets and purses and, like, But the thing is, I think I put a lot of them in there from the batch that I forgot to cook. So they're going to go bad.
Okay.
They're going to go bad soon.
Gotcha.
So you might want to find those.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll let somebody know.
Okay. Are you like a manager or something?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I put them in the ceiling tiles. Like I went especially nuts in your store because I was sending kids in there to find them. So maybe maybe they found a lot of them.
I don't know.
I just know I got angry calls from mothers because their kids like tried to crack open these eggs and they weren't cooked. So they're going to spoil in your store and make it smell really bad.
Honestly, let them because it'll keep the customers out.
Yeah, that's a good attitude for a manager to have.
I know, right?
Yeah. I opened up some of your mannequins and I even stuck the eggs inside your mannequins. like popped off their heads and just threw them in there.
That's great.
Sorry. I just thought it would be fun for the kids to search inside mannequins.
Yeah. It'd be really good for them to pull them down. And
well, it's not my problem. You know, I don't work there.
True. It's not.
All right. Well, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen.
It's all good.
It got
it's
out of hand. The manager let me in your store after hours to hide all the eggs.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Yeah. I really
am. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. No problem. Find those eggs. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I was kind of hoping to send a whole store on a Easter egg hunt, but she doesn't even care. The girl needs to be fired. Maybe Victoria's Secret will take this more seriously.
Victoria's Secret.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the guy that was in the Easter Bunny outfit this past month. Here at the mall.
Okay.
And I was in your store. I hid a bunch of eggs in there on Friday.
Are they still here?
Yeah, they are, and I think they're not cooked, so they're going to go bad soon. I'm really sorry. Why is she hung up? Why'd she hang up? All right, this is harder than I expected. Here, this place looks like a good contender for an Easter egg hunt. Williams Sonoma.
Good evening from Williams Sonoma. We offer free in-home services. This is Heather. How may I assist you?
Hey, Heather. This is Roy. I'm the one that was in the Easter Bunny outfit this past month there in the mall.
Okay.
And, I'm calling to let you know, like, I was in there on Friday night. I hid a bunch of Easter eggs all over your store.
Okay.
And, I think they weren't hard-boiled.
Where are they?
Like, all over the store. Did anybody find any of them? Because we were supposed to send the kids over there for an Easter egg hunt, and we just got caught up in other stuff, and
You actually came in and hid eggs in the Williams-Sonoma mall.
Yeah, the manager let me in after hours. But
I don't know anything about that. Which manager let you in?
The mall manager. But the thing is, they're not cooked, so I think they're going to go bad soon, so you might want to find those. Like
I surely will.
I put them in baskets. I opened up boxes and put them in there, and just
okay.
Every nook and cranny I could find, I hid Easter eggs all over the store.
Okay, and which mall manager let you in?
I don't know, just some guy.
You were actually in our physical store.
Yeah, he let me in after hours. He said it's cool because, I didn't have time to hide them because I was taking pictures all day with the kids. So I came in after hours and hid the eggs.
All right. Well, I will look for them. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's. I mean, I went crazy in your store. We were going to have a big hunt in your store with all the kids, but then the school bus that was supposed to show
up. All right. Well, let me go start looking for them.
Hey, the school bus that was supposed to show up, they didn't show up. So that's why we didn't do it. So
wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I will. I thank you so much for telling me.
But they're not even cooked, is what I'm saying. So you might want to hurry.
I will. Thank you.
It's going to get smelly. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no worries. I appreciate it.
Are you busy there today?
Yeah, I am, but it's okay. I have someone here. I'm going to have her take care of it right now.
Okay, yeah. I'd come over and help if I could, but I don't have bus fare.
No worries. I thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you have a good day.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, thank you. She was just eager to get rid of me. Looks like we got a Banana Republic. I think I just sent an employee on an Easter egg hunt. All right, let's try this at one more store. It's something called Arhaus Furniture.
Good afternoon, Arhaus Furniture. This is Marcia. How can I help you?
Hey, Marcia. This is Roy. I was the Easter Bunny at that mall all last month. You know?
And?
Wow, attitude. I was in there on Friday. And I hid a bunch of eggs inside your store. And I forgot to send the kids up there to find them. Did you guys find any of the eggs?
Did we find any eggs that the Easter Bunny hid in our store? Not that we know of.
Okay, because I think they weren't even hard-boiled. I accidentally put them in there, and they're not even cooked.
They're raw eggs?
Yeah.
Did you ask permission to put them around the
store? No. We just, the girl.
You just did it?
Yeah, we just did it. She The girl that, it's the cash.
So there's eggs that aren't even hard boiled that people could sit on and break?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere. Like, they put about 50 of them.
Oh, and they're everywhere. Really?
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
I suggest you come up here and find them and take them away.
Oh, I'm not even at the mall right now. I'm calling you from home. I'm being nice enough to call you from home and let you know. But yeah, we just got caught up with some things. We didn't have time to have the kids come up there and find them.
Well, this has to be reported to the mall. Okay.
What do you mean reported? Don't report it.
No one should have put anything in our store that you didn't get permission for.
Well, no, it was all in good fun. It was like it was going to be for the kids.
Good fun has nothing to do with it. You have to get permission.
Oh, you're just being an old fuddy-duddy. You know, we're just...
I am an old fuddy-duddy. That's what I am. Can I have your name again?
I agree. My name is Roy.
Uh-huh. Your last name?
Gerbel. But look, I don't even work at the mall, so it's not like you can get me in trouble if that's what you're going for. I was just calling.
Who do you work for?
Well, I worked for B&G Entertainment. It's like the people that hire the Easter Bunny. So I know you're on a mission to get someone in trouble instead of just laughing it off.
Well, it's not funny if people are going to sit on a cushion and there's an egg that isn't even hard boiled and it's going to crack on our furniture. That's not funny.
Well, go clean your damn cushions. Stop being lazy. Man, she had an attitude from the beginning. So that's the last large-ish store. I'm going to stop doing that one. Maybe I can just do some other random mall calls at this place. Like, here's a place called Johnny Was, which is a really small store, and it's right next to a Brooks Brothers. Oh, man, look at this place. I should call this Brooks Brothers about an Easter egg hunt. This place is huge.
Good evening, Brooks Brothers.
Hey, this is Roy. I work next door at the Johnny Was place.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be putting a hole through the wall here in a minute. We're going to install like a window. So, you know, when you walk in your store, like if you look over to the right, the wall on the right?
Yeah?
That's where it's going to come through. So you might want to get any merchandise out of the way because there's going to be a lot of drywall dust up in the air.
So actually cutting right through our windows? I mean, through our walls? So we get into our window?
Yeah, it's going to be like a sales window. So basically, we're going to have a window where we can sell our merchandise.
That looks into our display window, you're saying?
No, not in your window. It's on your wall.
Uh-huh.
Like when you walk in your store, there's a wall there over, like our dividing wall between our two stores.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a concession stand looking window.
Okay. Maybe can you guys come over and kind of show me what you're doing? Just make sure that I can tell other people, because I'm leaving in a few minutes. Just to give them a heads up real quick.
No, I can't really leave the store. I'm the only one over here right now. But I want to finish this before the manager gets back.
Well, if it's cutting, if it cuts right through our wall, you're going to have a hole looking into your store from our store. That's going to be a problem. It's going to cause our security system to freak out.
No, it won't. We'll shut it at nighttime.
No, we can't have a window going through our store. No, is it approved through our manager at all, or the mall?
No, it's going to be a surprise. That's why I'm calling you right now, so you know it's going to happen. But we're just going to use it like...
We didn't agree to anything, something cutting into our... We didn't agree with anybody that has someone cut a hole through our wall.
I know, but we'll be able to sell our stuff through the window, and you can sell your stuff through the window. You know, people that are browsing, look over here, look at what we got.
No, we don't want that.
Well, we do.
We don't want that.
I'm sure you don't, because
you're going to have to call our corporate.
You have a gigantic store over there. Ours is tiny.
I know, but we cannot have that. You have to go through our corporate to offer something like that.
Yeah, you don't need to be afraid of
security issues.
Don't be afraid of competition.
I'm not afraid of competition. You just need... I'm sorry, I'm going to call the mall office and find out what's going on here.
We can both coexist.
Because there's someone's wall.
We can coexist as businesses next to each other. You don't have to be like that about it.
No. You don't just start doing it. You call ahead. You discuss it with our store manager what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
And then she can go to corporate to see if the corporate approves it.
I'm calling ahead.
Call the day of if they were cutting through. You're not. You're calling it 2 minutes ahead to cut through our wall.
I know, but
in 5 minutes.
I've already cut the wall on this side, and I've cut through the wall joist things.
You can't. You can't. You cannot do that. We will not allow it.
I'm going to take
proper approval through our corporate office to cut through our wall.
I'm going to take a razor right now and just finish cutting through the drywall, and I'm just going to punch it right out.
What is your name, sir, so I have it? What is your name?
This is Roy.
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbelli.
How's that spelled?
G-H-E-R-B-E-I-L-L-E-Y.
And what's your phone number?
Over here, it's 561
420-6969.
I just don't see why you're being like this about it, though, because I'm just, you know, we're just...
Sir, I'm not the manager. I have to get a hold of the manager and let her know to make sure she's approving this.
Then why are you,
why are you
getting all bent out of shape about it, then, if you're not the manager?
Because you can't do it until we agree to do it. You can't just tear through our wall.
You're acting like a manager.
Sir. Because I'm not a supervisor.
Oh, I see. So you're, like, hoping to be the manager.
No, I'm not. I'm retired. Well, I just took the position. The position had opened. I worked for the company before I worked at Avenue.
Well, I'm hoping to be a manager someday. That's why I'm taking initiative and putting this hole in the wall.
Well, you know something? Let me do something. You can't cut through our wall until I talk to our manager. So I will call her right now.
It's not
and
even,
I'll give her your name and your phone number, and I'll ever call you back.
It's not even your property. You can't tell us. There he goes. So that was a place that sells upscale clothing, it looks like. And the place next door that I was pretending to be, what do they sell? Oh, I guess it's clothes too, but it's clothes for women. So this is perfect. The place that I called, they look like they just sold men's clothing. This is women's clothing. We're not even competitors.
Thank you for calling Johnny with Palm Beach. This is Jenna.
Hey, this is Roy from Brooks Brothers next door.
Yes.
Hey, do you think you can stop copying our displays?
Your displays?
Yeah, like the way you just the way you put like clothes on mannequins and the poses and everything. Like you're completely copying what we're doing, and that's not cool.
Yeah, I hear ya. We'll do my best.
Can you please stop though? I'm serious. You're acting like I'm not being serious.
Okay.
Like there's no reason for us to be like that. We're not really competitors even.
You're right.
So why are you being
so
like
why
that?
Why does it matter if our windows are the same?
Because you're copying us. Stop copying us.
Okay.
Like, find your own business model.
Alrighty.
Please?
Got it.
You're not even taking this seriously.
Oh, no, I am.
It doesn't seem like you are.
Alrighty.
Hey, do you think you can keep it down over there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking really loud.
Alright, gotta go.
I'm tired of your shrill voices. What did she say there at the end? Hold on. I gotta go back.
Gotta go.
What the hell was that? Was that her coworker making fun of her?
All right, gotta go.
Gotta go.
I turned up the volume on it because it was really low and I was talking over on that last part, but that was just weird. And how'd that guy from Brooks Brothers even believe me that I worked at Johnny Was? It's a women's clothing store. There's two girls working there. Next is a jewelry store. They're right next to Johnny Was.
Good evening. Thank you for calling David Urim. This is Bonnie. How can I help you?
Hey, Bonnie. This is Gary from the mall office.
Yes.
Hey, I need to let you know there's a celebrity on his way up to your store right now.
All righty.
Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yes.
Okay, he's going to be up there. He's going to have an whole entourage with him. There's going to be cameras. And there's just regular people following him into the store. It's going to be nuts up there.
Coming up with security any minute. And how long will he be up here? How long will it be? He's here.
Oh, probably just in the next 5 minutes. He's a crazy person. I've heard about when he visits stores. He's going to be knocking stuff over by accident, you know, quote unquote accident, and just generally causes
okay,
a lot
well,
of.
Okay, well, there's nothing to knock over. Thank God, we have everything in cases.
Yeah, but he'll be dropping stuff on the cases. And he wants to know if you have a ladder in there.
Why?
A step ladder. Because he wants to, like, he's going to stand up and give a speech. Like, he's going to stand up on the counter and give speeches and stuff. But, like, his body's heavy, so he might just be stomping through the glass.
He can't stand on the counters.
Yeah, but
he... Could you get Nellie for me real quick? Tell her I need to talk to her right now. Hold on 1 second. No, I'm going to have him on manager.
He'll pay
yeah,
for
he can't
anything.
Stand on the counters.
No, he'll pay for anything he breaks. He'll just... He does all this weird comical stuff where he'll just be like, you know, plop, 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 walking right through your counter and the glass is breaking and while he's talking and waving his arms all around, all crazy-like. But he likes to stand on a ladder and like stand on the ladder and give speeches and stuff.
Well,
but and rock it back and forth like whoa like he's about.
I know, but we have we have merchandise here too. Hold on one second.
I'm having my
manager step out real quick.
He's Carrot Top.
Hold on one second. I need to talk to you real quick. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm gonna put the phone real quick.
It's the guy from the mall office right now. This is a Carrot Top. You know, Carrot Top, the guy with the crazy hair, the backstage comedian. He's on his way up here with an entourage and cameras. And he's saying that he's going to want a step ladder. He wants to stand on the counter. He likes to give speeches. He'll pay for whatever you break, blah, blah, blah. So,
no.
Yeah, here.
Hi, this is Nellie.
Oh, hey, Nellie. It's Gary from the mall office.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I guess he's on his way up already. He just got out of the car in front of the mall, and he's on his way straight up there. He's probably going to buy some things.
And he said he's coming to David Ehrman?
Yeah, he wants to come up there and buy jewelry for his act or something, but
he's welcome to buy jewelry. We'll give him great service, but he's not standing on our countertops or doing any crazy things like that.
Oh, no, he's a celebrity. You can't really tell him what to do.
Like,
don't you have chandeliers in there or something?
No, we don't have chandeliers in our store.
That's a good thing, because he swings.
Yeah, Jimmy Choo has chandeliers.
Oh, right across from you, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Jimmy Choo
has chandeliers.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay, because he swings from those. He's a crazy person, and you can't really tell him no, because he's Carrot Top.
I don't care if he's President Trump, Obama, or whatever. He's not going to be standing on my counters or swinging from those chandeliers or whatever.
Well, you can't he'll make you look foolish if you try to tell him no, because he'll turn everyone against you. He's coming up there with a whole entourage of cameras and people and handlers, and he's going to have props.
Props? Where is he? Is he in a parking lot right now?
Yeah, I guess he's just now getting out of the limo, and they're bringing all the stuff up. You have those pedestals, display cases?
Yeah, we only have two.
Oh, he'll go right for those. He'll be
okay. Thank you for the warning.
He'll be like, "Oops," and just try to do them like dominoes.
He better not be breaking nothing.
No, he'll pay for anything he breaks. Like, it'll be worth it because we'll get publicity and stuff from all this. I mean, he claims he'll pay for anything he breaks.
Okay, well, are you going to have security hang around my store?
Yeah, we'll send them up just to keep. Just to keep an eye on things.
Okay, if you can send security, that would be great.
Yeah, he might be walking on the counters, though. Like, he might just be using, like, a sidewalk.
He may be walking on the counters? He can't walk on our counters. No.
No, I mean,
it's glass.
They might break under his weight, because he's a bodybuilder. He's a big guy. But he'll pay for it.
Okay, thank you. But please send security around our store.
This is just what he does, ma'am. This is Carrot Top for you.
I don't know who Carrot Top is, and I'm not a celebrity person.
Okay,
so.
Don't tell him that you don't know who he is, because he'll get really angry.
Okay, well,
he'll try extra hard to impress you, and you don't want that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, are you gonna? Okay. Do you have snacks up there?
No, I don't have snacks.
Can you get some snacks real quick?
I have peppermints. That's all you can have. It's a peppermint.
How many do you have?
I have a couple peppermints, but I don't have snacks.
Because you can calm them down with those.
We'll give him the same service we give every other customer in our store.
No. Go above and beyond for him. He's Carrot Top. Mm-hmm. He gets special treatment. He's a big celebrity. Like, I know you don't know celebrities, but he's pretty huge.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, I hear he's going up the escalator right now. I just saw him.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. The way she said bye, it almost sounds like she knew I was full of crap by the end. I think she was on to me, damn it. Okay, so through the magic of pre-recorded shows, it has been approximately 45 minutes since I made that call you just heard. So I'm going to call them right back.
Good evening. Thank you for calling David Ehrman. This is Debbie. How may I help you?
Hey, Debbie. It's Skippy. I called earlier and said that Carrot Top was coming up.
Yes.
That was just a prank.
Okay.
What'd you guys think? Was it funny? Like looking back.
No, it wasn't funny.
Like looking
Pardon?
Back, looking back, you don't see the humor in it now?
No.
Why?
Because we take our store very seriously, and it's just not a protocol that we would follow.
But now it's like, you know, you thought the store was going to be destroyed by Carrot Top, but now it's not going to be. So you're welcome.
Well, why did you do it?
'Cause I just thought it'd be funny. I work here across the hall at the chandelier store.
Chandelier store?
Well, you know, the store with the chandeliers. But
we
yeah.
don't have a store with chandeliers.
Well, whatever, you know, right? Just don't worry about it. I'm just saying, like, I'm just, you know, I just thought it'd be funny.
Well, it's not funny.
It was a little, well, I mean, it was funny to me.
Well, an apology would be better.
Well, no, I already said I'm very sorry.
All right, please don't do it again.
But aren't you glad that Carrot Top's not coming into your store and like, walking on your counters like they're sidewalks?
We really don't care who Carrot Top is.
What? It's hard to hear you. Can you put the phone up to your mouth?
We really don't care who Carrot Top is. We're more concerned about our product in our store.
Yeah, but well,
and the safety of everyone.
Yeah, of course. Me too. I would be very upset if Carrot Top came in our store and started smashing things to pieces.
Do we know you, Skippy?
No, I don't know you personally. I work here in the mall, and I thought it'd be funny.
Well, don't do it again.
Not funny.
No.
It was kind of funny. It was funny to me and my coworker here.
Well, I'm glad that you think that it's so funny, but it's really not, and it doesn't show any level of professionalism on your part.
Yeah, but no, it was a prank call. It's not supposed to be professional.
Well, you put the store in disarray. I hope you're happy.
What do you mean, disarray?
Because we're trying to protect our product, and the entire staff is on alert.
Well, don't be on alert. That's dumb. It's just a prank call.
Well, I think it's very odd that you would call back to tell me it was a prank call.
I'm apologizing. You're welcome for the apology. But I mean,
okay, well, thank
really,
you. Have a good evening.
Really high alert. You're overreacting.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Oh, that was cute. You guys, they talked in unison. What does she mean, high alert? So across the hall from them, like, there was a mirror next to their store, and I saw a chandelier in there on the first call that I made to them, and I thought that was in their store, but no, it was just a mirror. I was seeing the reflection from across the hall, and I guess that's actually a purse store now that I'm looking at it, and I doubt they believe I work in the purse store. Ooh, this place has a Tesla dealership inside the mall.
Thank you for calling Tesla. Please press 9 if you know your party's extension. For address information, press 1. For service, press 2. For sales, press 3. For new vehicle deliveries, press 4. For parts, press 5. To repeat these options, press pound.
I just want to talk to the store.
Thank you for calling Tesla. Please press 9 if you...
Just like the Apple store. I was going to say I was across the hall and I wanted their cars to stop looking at me. Because they all have cameras in them. They shouldn't be looking over here and recording everything I do.
Good evening, Chanel. I'm Mr. speaking.
Hey, is this the channel store?
This is Chanel. How can we assist you?
Oh, Chanel. I'm calling from the Tesla store across from me, you know?
Yes.
And I'm just required, the mall asked me to call up the stores that our cars could see. The cars are looking directly at you, and they're recording everything you do in there. You know, the cars all have cameras in them, so they record 24/7. So you're okay with that, right? Ah, okay. I guess they don't care. That's the only place I can call. The other place that's across from Tesla, I've already called about the Easter egg hunt.
Express Generali speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from the Joe Malone store across from you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, could you guys just kind of shut the fuck up over there?
Excuse me?
Well, you're just being really loud. Really loud and obnoxious. Can you just maybe shut the fuck up? Like, we can hear you all the way
Hold
over
on.
Here. Why am I on speaker?
Nah, I was trying to transfer you to the front.
Oh, you're doing it wrong. You hit the speaker button.
Oh, sorry. Alright, so, All right, well, be quiet, I guess.
Oh, I'll take the front if you have the... If if you can figure out how to work the phones, honey.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not really good with transferring, but alrighty, we'll be quiet.
Just yell with your loud, screechy voice that I've been hearing all day. It's just that I have a hangover, and I've been listening to you guys all day, just being loud over
there. Are you, like, prank calling me or something?
No, why would you say that?
Because you're being really rude.
Oh, no, I'm not being rude. You're the ones being rude, because you're all being really loud and disrespectful.
You just called me and told me to shut the fuck up.
Well, because you're being so loud and obnoxious, and I'm just trying to do my job over here, and I have a hangover, and the noise is getting to me after this much time.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you have a hangover.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. We'll be quiet.
Okay, well, can you just transfer me to the front? Can you figure it out real quick? Can you get a man back there to help you work the phones?
Can you call customer service or something?
I thought that's what I called. I just called the store. Like, how many departments?
No, you're calling the store. This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
Yeah,
have a great night.
I wanted to call the store.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, you did. Well, thank you. Had a nice talk. You have a great night.
You said you were going to transfer me to the front, though.
Thank you for calling Vera Bradley. This is Catherine. How may I help you?
Hey, Catherine. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Roy over at Tommy Bahama.
Okay.
Hey, can you stop looking at me like that?
What?
It's weird. You're creeping me out, and you're creeping out the customers. You keep looking over here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You keep looking over here, and it's weird, and it's creepy, and please stop.
Well, I'm not, so you must have us confused with another store.
Well, who else? No, it's Vera Bradley. I can see you. You guys are in there. You keep looking through the windows. It's weird.
Well, we're not. We have plenty to do that we don't need to be doing that. I hope you guys have a great night.
That's what I would think. Can you just cut it out? Ma'am? Everyone just keeps hanging up on me. Let's call up a few food businesses before we end today's show. We've got a Haagen-Dazs, got a Chipotle, we've got a Mrs. Fields Cookies. Oh, let's click on this and see if there's the story of Mrs. Fields Cookies. It was all about taking control of her life, so Debbie Fields, a young mother with no business experience, has the story of Mrs. Fields Cookies in here.
Mrs. Fields?
Hey there, this is Roy from the Chipotle next door.
Yes?
Can you make a cookie that has writing on it, like a big cookie?
I can. What do you mean, like a big 13-inch or a 16-inch?
Yeah, probably a 16-inch, because I want to write just a couple sentences on it.
Okay. You know what, Roy? Give me your number back, and I can call you right back. I have, like, 3 or 4 customers
okay.
right now, and I'm here by myself.
I just want a cookie that says, Dear Chinatown, shut the fuck up, because they're being so loud over there.
I can't do the F word.
Why not?
Because I would get fired.
Well, no, I won't even tell them it came from you. I just want to go over there and hand them a cookie that says, shut the fuck up.
I really can't. I can put an F and then, like, squigglies or something like that.
Oh, that's no good. That doesn't get the point across.
Or you can wait, or I can do it and not sell it to you till after hours.
Can you hear them over there?
I can hear it.
Oh, man.
I really can.
They need to shut the fuck up.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
So I can hear it. Who's the other? Hang on 1 second, honey. Do you have 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on.
Wow, she can hear them.
Sorry, Roy. What do you want to do now?
Can we say, Dear Chinatown, shut your whore mouth?
Shut your whore mouth?
Yeah. Call her, say, shut your whore mouth.
You're putting me in a predicament. Because really, I can't do it until after hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it for you, and then at 9 o'clock... You can grab it and take it over there, or are they gone by 9?
I don't know. They'd probably still be cleaning up. Can I just tell them you gave it to me last night after 9?
No, because the date's on it. The date's on the slip. But the thing is, if somebody takes a picture of it or gets offended and calls corporate, I'm done.
Do you have something that's kind of like a whipped cream topping sort of thing? I just want to go over there and throw it in their face.
Oh, God. You can get a cookie with some whipped cream or whipped cream on it or frosting.
Yeah, can you really pile it on?
Because you really don't want to spend over $41.
Oh, no, I don't care. I'll pay for it. You know, I'm tired of listening to them just go on and on, day after day.
What? Or I have a mini cake. It's $13.99. I can just put a whole thing of frosting on it.
A cake, yeah, with whipped cream. Or yeah, just with anything that I can throw, like just smash into their face, into her whore.
With whipped cream.
I want to smash it into her whore face.
So come on over and I'll get it ready for you.
Okay, and what was your name?
I'm Karen.
Okay, I'm gonna like go over there. I'm gonna be like, this is for me and Karen, over at Mrs.
Oh,
Fields.
Oh gosh, no! Don't use my name, honey. Please.
I'm gonna smash it into her whore face.
Because the owner of this establishment knows the owner of that establishment.
Okay.
I can't get involved with that.
Okay, I'll leave you out
of
it.
How much? Oh, thank you very much.
How much is the cake again?
It's going to be $13.90.
Okay, you don't want to chip in, do you? Because, like, you know, you have to listen to him, too.
No, I can't get involved, honey.
Okay.
I really can't.
It's fine. All right, I'll be over there in just a little bit. How long is it going to take?
I can have it done in 2 seconds. Just, I have a customer now, so I'll get yours ready.
Okay. I'm going to say, fuck you, shut your whore mouth, and smash in the face.
Okay.
Probably get arrested for assault, but it'll be worth it.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Karen.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye. That is so funny that she's saying she can hear them, too. Now I want to call up Chinatown and see if they sound like loud people. Ah, Chinatown's not picking up. It's been ringing for a while now. Okay, I'm going to give up on Chinatown. They wouldn't answer at the other mall either, would they? That first mall that I called? Let's try Chipotle. Chipotle that now owes Mrs. Fields
$13. Thanks for calling Chipotle.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Chipotle.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know how your back wall is all tiles?
Our back wall is white. It's not tiled.
Yeah, but it's like got little rectangles, right?
No.
What happened? They changed it?
He's saying that our back walls have rectangles? By the grill?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Can you count all those real quick?
He said this is Chipotle Corporate. He wants me to count all the squares. This is fake, right?
They're rectangles.
I think you can talk to them. Hold on.
Ma'am, we're going to be sending in green ones. It's not fake. We just need to know how many to get. Whoa, hey, what was that? Okay. I got some angry touch tones, and then it took him a while to hang up. That was odd. In the picture here, though, it shows that there's like a billion tiles on the wall. The same as this Haagen-Dazs here. I wonder if I could get them to count all the tiles. But that'd be really boring. Why do I want to do that?
California Pizza Kitchen, this is Brendan. How can I help you?
Hey, Brendan, this is Dwight McCallahan from the Chipotle.
Sure.
Can you stop shining that laser pointer over at us?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that sounded really convincing. But no, for real, can you please just stop shining the laser pointer at us, because we're trying to work.
I don't know what kind of crack you guys are putting in your chicken, but it must be pretty good, because there's no laser over here. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't see why you have to be like that. Like, what's your problem with us? We're just trying to work. Wow, California Pizza Kitchen. They don't fuck around. He just tells it like it is. I just got told. Holy crap. I think that's everything in the food court. Like, I can't get half of them to answer. Quite a few of them just hung up on me.
Good evening. Thanks for calling support. How can we help you?
Hey, this is Roy from the Bath & Body Works downstairs from you.
Hi.
Hey, we're drilling a hole up through the ceiling. And we're going to come up right through the middle of your floor in there. Like, we're getting ready to start a hole right through your floor. You're going to see, like, a saw blade come through the floor. And we're going to cut a big circle. It's going to be about 4 feet in diameter.
Okay, this is a practical joke, right?
No.
Let me get you someone. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay. What kind of practical joke would that be?
Thank you for holding. This is Catherine speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Catherine. It's Roy from the Bath & Body Works downstairs from you.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we're installing like a spiral staircase in the middle of our store, and it's going to go straight up into your store.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah. So there's going to be a hole coming up through your floor in just a minute.
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I just needed to let you know it's going to be like right there in the middle. I came and looked a minute ago, and it doesn't look like there's anything in the way, so you don't have to do anything. But just when you see the saw coming up through the floor, you just stand back.
Yeah, I can't have a hole on my floor.
No, it's not going to be a hole. It's going to be a spiral staircase. There's going to be a rail around it when we're all finished. And people will be able to go in your store and go down to our store from your store.
Great. Cool. What? Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm the assistant manager here. It's just something we're trying out.
Right. Okay, well, have a great night.
Okay, you too. All right, so that's how people should react to that prank. But I'm willing to bet that another store will completely believe that, such as this one.
Louis Vuitton, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie. This is Roy from the Joe Malone store downstairs.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What can I help you with?
Well, we're the store that's right below you, you know?
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to be drilling, we're putting in a spiral staircase in the middle of the store.
Oh, fancy. Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to be sawing into your floor here in a few minutes.
Okay, so don't panic, right?
Yeah, just don't worry. It's just going to come up through the floor. It's going to be like a 4-foot diameter.
Okay.
And you should see the saw blade come up through the floor in a minute. We're going to cut. It's just going to be a circular hole.
Okay.
And we'll install a railing, and when people come in your store, they can go downstairs to the,
you know,
to the Joe Malone.
What can I help you with?
Well, that's it. I just wanted to let you know about that.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Just, tell customers to stay away from the area right by the front door.
Okay, perfect. I'll let them know.
Cut the hole. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Tori Virtue. Rebecca speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Rebecca. This is Roy. I work downstairs, like right below you at the Talbots.
Hello.
Hello. I need to let you know we're putting in a spiral staircase today in the middle of our store.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to come up into your store. We're getting ready to cut the hole right now in the middle of your floor.
Wait. Right now as we speak?
Yeah. We've already cut through our ceiling and through the joists and everything. We're getting ready to cut through the
action. The problem with that is that we're still open for business.
Yeah, so just tell everyone to stay away from, like, the middle front of the store. It's right in front of where...
The middle front. So yeah, I just want to hear you correctly. So you were saying that there's going to be a hole?
Yeah, about 4-foot diameter. It's right in front. You have a display there, but it's going to be right in front of your doors. But so it won't... It's not. We're not going to cut into anything. But we're going to take a saw and cut a circle. It's about 4-foot diameter. My brother is a contractor. He's here doing the work. And it'll start in just a minute.
I just want to make sure because, is it going to cause any kind of damage on the floor?
No, well, it's going to be a big hole. But we're going to put a staircase in, like a spiral staircase. It's going to look like just, you know, super fancy. It's like iron rails and everything. And we're going to put like a sign in your store that says for Talbots, you know, go down the stairs. And you can do the same thing down here if you want. You can put a sign down here that says for Tori Birch, go upstairs.
Okay. The only thing that I'm just concerned about is that no one... Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. So you're saying that you're downstairs, right?
Yep.
And you guys are going to be drilling through the ceiling.
Sawing. We got a saw. We got an electric saw. Circular saw.
Okay. And there's going to be a hole?
Yeah.
About how big?
He's my brother-in-law, he says 3.75 feet in diameter. You know, just big enough for a large spiral staircase.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing, because I'm not aware of any kind of, you know, construction going on, especially if it's going to do something to our floor.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell kids to stay away from it.
I don't think anybody in the store is aware, like the manager is aware, like the actual GM.
No, we didn't.
I don't want to say.
We didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, it's fine, you know, and then there's a big hole in the store, and I'm not sure if that's something that our corporate office is aware of.
No, we didn't tell anyone. We're just doing this today. We didn't even tell them all. But we're almost done. We just have to finish cutting through your floor.
Right, but to be honest with you, before you guys even proceed,
I
want to make sure that this is kind of like known by our corporate office, because if you guys deal through that hole, then there's going to be somebody that has going to have to replace that floor.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's going to look nice. It's going to have like an iron railing all the way around the edge. It's still going to be open, though.
Right.
If you see any kids going near it, like, you're going to have to tell kids, stay away from there because you'll fall right down those stairs, down the spiral staircase.
Okay, yeah, but here's the thing, though. I cannot honestly, just from me working in retail for a long time, I work for these corporate companies, I cannot say it's okay for you to do that. I have to get approval for you guys to even do anything in this store. It has to be approved by corporate, and it has to be approved by the mall. So I'm just being honest with you. Like, I would say if you can hold on for a few minutes, let me run this through the GM and see if she knows about it and see what's going on before I allow you to... Oh, yeah, you cannot get a go ahead from me. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, no, I wasn't really looking for that. But, yeah, if you want to give me
I know, but somebody has to be aware of that. Especially if you're going to be drilling a hole through the store.
Sawing.
The GM has to be made aware.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to have to come in and, you know, that could be a hazard, like you were saying, make sure that nobody walks in. Like, these things have to be kind of talked through before anything gets done. You know what I'm saying?
We're putting rails up, though. So unless it's a really small child, they won't be able to squeeze through the rails and fall through.
Okay. Could you be able to give me a few minutes?
Yeah.
And just to kind of get this through my GM before proceed to do anything.
Is the GM there in the store?
I'm sorry?
Is the GM there in the store?
No, but I'm going to give her a quick phone call. She'll definitely pick up.
That sounds better. What's the phone number? I'll just call it. I'll put them on three-way.
It's okay. Let me call her first.
Oh, no. This will be funnier this way.
No. I think it's best if I call her.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get your... What's your first name?
You know, by the time you finish, we'll probably have the hole done, because he's getting ready to start sawing through.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I can't let you do that until I speak to her first.
But just, like, don't walk over there, because he's getting ready to drill the pilot hole, and it's going to come up through the floor.
Okay. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Roy. Okay. And what's your phone number, Roy? Uh-huh.
420-6969.
Okay, perfect. And what's the name of your company?
Well, we're right upstairs. This is Talbots. It's not my company. It's just a corporate company. But like you.
Okay, what's the name of the corporate company?
Talbots. It's right above
Tall?
You.
So
yeah.
T-A-L.
Yeah, next to Victoria's Secret. You've seen it down there. Don't you ever?
No, I haven't seen it, to be honest.
You don't ever walk around the mall?
Not really. Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and give you a call back, Roy.
Okay, but you know, it's not even your property. It's not like you even get a say in it. It's the mall. We're renters.
Right, so let me go ahead and just run this through her, and I'll get back to you, okay? All right, thank you so much, Roy. I'll give you a call right back.
Hey, Dwight, go ahead and start drilling. She said it's fine. Go ahead. Oh, there she goes. I wanted to talk to the GM, but see, I told you so. I called one other in between, and I'll probably take it out of the show, but she thought it was funny. She was, like, laughing about it. Here, let me try and call Talbots.
Good evening, Talbots. Dee Dee speaking.
Hey, this is Tori Birch, you know, upstairs from you, like directly above you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting ready to do like a balcony thing in the middle of our floor. So we're going to cut a hole a big hole in your ceiling, and people are going to be able to
Very funny.
No, I'm serious. People are going to be able to look over and look down into your store. You know,
that's cute.
It's going to open it up a little more.
All right, whatever. Yeah, whatever you have to do.
Why are you being like that?
Because I know this is a crank call.
Oh, you know who didn't know it was a prank? Tori Birch upstairs, because I told them that you guys are coming up from the bottom with the spiral staircase. And she's...
Yeah, you have nothing else better to do this evening?
No, not really.
Okay.
But she does not care for my humor.
Thank you for calling Tory Burch. Rebecca speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Rebecca. This is Carol from the corporate office with Tory Burch.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we heard that you're getting a new staircase in there.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out because I spoke to Roy. I was going to call the GM to kind of get the story straight.
Yep.
So he called me. He says that they are going to be building a staircase kind of by the entrance of the store from downstairs.
Yeah.
Is that something that it's really happening? Because I'm like, because he's telling me that they're going to drill a hole. It's going to be in front of the store. It's going to be about 3 feet to make sure that no, you know.
Huh. No, I think, like, is it going to be an iron rail around it? Or is it going to be wood?
He made it sound like it was going to be a rail.
Yeah.
Iron one going around it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really pretty. I think that sounds.
But I wasn't sure of any work being done.
Yeah, that sounds cute.
So he was even telling me that, like, the mall's not even aware, which, you know, normally when there's things like that happening.
Yeah, but, you know, it's you guys are renters. Renters do crazy things. So, yeah, just let them. Just let them saw that hole through the floor.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Yeah, this is Carol. I already told you. I'm from the corporate office with Tory Burch.
Okay, corporate
office.
And
you need to stop giving Roy so much shit. Because, you know, he's just trying to do his job. He's trying to make things prettier. Okay.
All right, Carol. Well, that's great. So let me go ahead. I have a customer in the store. I'm going to go ahead and give a call to my GM, and then I will speak back to her, okay?
Can I talk to the customer? It's for a survey.
No, I'm sorry. I can't let you do that. Have a good one, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
It's for a survey.
No survey for me, I guess.
Hey, Brad. Hey. It's Microcorgi.
It's Microcorgi, everyone.
I guess a self-proclaimed expert on animal knowledge and facts. I was listening to an older show where a caller said that flamingos have orgasms that last for 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm starting to think that might be bullshit.
Who does?
Because birds don't have sex. They just lay eggs.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking
I remember
idiots.
Seeing that, like, a female pigeon could see a picture of a male pigeon and ovulate. So,
what?
I'm curious as to whether that fact is real or not. You should Google it. I'm not going
to
Google that.
I don't want to.
I don't need the government thinking I'm into, like, bird sex,
yeah.
Or however the fuck it works.
You don't want that.
But, whatever.
Okay.
Have a good Saturday,
yeah,
Brad.
Thanks, Microcorgi. What a great voicemail that was. Birds don't have sex, everyone. It's a myth.
Hey, Brad. This is Chupacabra here in Texas, man. Love the show, as always.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work, man.
I love
the calls when you're telling them that you're using sand in the living room to do a beach theme or even water to do, like, your own little lagoon. I think it'd be great if you could follow up and say that, you know, call them back and say that you're, like, the supplier of the water and you're getting ready to truck in, like, 1,000 gallons to the client and you're looking for their room or even, like, a dirt company, like a landscaper that has, like, a dump truck full of sand that they need to bring to that establishment.
What a great idea.
Anyways, just love the show. Keep up the great work and cactus.
That is a good idea. I think I'm going to put that in my notebook because I know I'm supposed to be doing some Tenants from Hell calls soon. Yeah, the Mirror Universe calls. I'm going to write that in right underneath there so I can do all that on the same day. I'm with a water or sand company trucking in a shitload of stuff for a tenant. Thanks, Chupacabra. That'll be a nice little twist on things.
Brad, JD.
Hey.
Yo, the freaking song that you had at the end of the last show, Boxing by Redbox and the Chili Peppers, is amazing.
Oh,
I don't know why I've never heard that one before. And is that you? Is that your vocal?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you. But that song is fucking awesome, man.
Thanks, JD.
I have to
You know, coming from JD, that's just really great to hear. Because JD does a lot of really cool music stuff for the show.
I can get my ass in gear and make something new for the show soon. I've been meaning to do that, but I've been a fucking slacker.
It's okay.
But rest assured, there'll be one coming soon.
Yay.
And that's it. And I love the part in the call where the lady said, "You're not going to tell that to my daughter." And then you totally told her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Love you, Brad. Happy Easter.
What the hell? What was that? Why would she hand her daughter the phone? But yeah, that boxing song is completely me. That's a song that I'd really like to go back and re-record all the vocals on because I recorded that back in 2009 or 2010 when I was still figuring out how software and stuff worked. And
hey, RB, it's the Duelist.
Hey.
Hey, I'm slowly catching up from my 3-week hiatus of not listening to your shows, but I just heard the April Fool's one where the guy said that you're bull jiving him, and oh my god, I got lost.
Bull jiving.
It was so funny. Keep up the good work. Butterfly kisses. Bye.
Hopefully, I wrote that one down. The bull jiving.
Hi, Roy. It's Natalia Sarai again.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Just finished listening to episode 544.
Yep.
And I'm listening to the voicemails, and I'm not sure who it is, but he asked if you can come to North Carolina or to Raleigh just for a visit.
Okay.
And you know that would be lovely. I am super close. Well, I'm actually in North Carolina. I'm about 2 hours away from Raleigh, but I'd definitely take a week off to come and just...
All right. It's settled.
Bask in your presence. Just
I'm going to North Carolina ASAP.
Smell you and look at you. Things like that.
Yeah.
But if you ever come to the North Coast or...
The North Coast? What?
Anywhere. Come to Charlotte or Raleigh. You will see me, Natalia Sarai, the real Russian. But thank you. Have a good day. Thank
you.
Oh
my God.
Bye. Love you.
A real Russian, everyone. Now I have to go to North Carolina. Yeah, really the only holdup is the whole probation thing. But I'm telling you, 2023, that's going to be the year of touring the country. Meetups all over the fucking place. It's going to be great. I can't wait for that. You know, I lived in South Carolina for a short time, maybe just a summer. I don't know if that counts as living in South Carolina, but I lived right by North Carolina. I'm practically a native.
Hi, Brad, Roy. It's Dr. Phil Aishio.
Hey.
I just wanted to leave some prank call concepts.
Oh, great.
These are concepts, not requests.
Okay.
So I'm allowed to leave them on
the
fly.
Alright, hurry the fuck up.
Okay, you should be prank...
1 minute and 38 seconds of concepts, you guys.
I'm calling bill collection agencies because these people are evil.
Yeah.
And they twist the arms of poor people who can't afford to pay their bills.
Maybe they should pay their bills.
And they're really evil and they do evil tactics.
Yeah.
So they
do.
You should use your goofy tactics against them.
All right.
Also, other evil
great
people
idea.
Are the umbrella.
I never thought of that one.
Of these gyms that charge people, you know, like after they've quit. Because they're also evil
what?
Criminal people that take advantage of people.
I haven't heard of this.
There's apparently quite a lot of them are located, the Umbrella Corps are located in New Jersey. Because that's where evil corporations are, you know, mostly centered.
Okay.
You could just call businesses in New Jersey.
That's what I'm going to do.
Or like the Cherry Hill, New Jersey
okay,
area.
Okay, it's been a minute. Thank you for the voicemail. Voicemails are only allowed to be 30 seconds long, sometimes a minute. You did a minute and 38 seconds. What the hell do you think you're doing? I didn't know that gyms would keep charging people after they quit. What the hell is that all about?
Hi, Brad. It's Retina.
Hey.
I was wondering where Brad's Cactus Shack number 13 is. I cannot find it. Episode 11B references it. I cannot find it.
New.
Thanks, Brad.
Let me go to notla.com. 14 is the Equiplex episode. And, oh, yeah, it's probably that drug paperwork episode. Yeah, you don't want to hear that anyway. It's over on the Patreon if you're a Patreon supporter. I'll put it up on the website soon. I don't want to do it right now. Right now, I just want to finish up these stupid voicemails. But it's on notla.com. I just haven't made it a public post yet.
Brett the Monkey Boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
Here, let me get you some help today, Roy.
Okay. Hey, look at this, everyone. He gave me a minute and 44 seconds worth of help. I wonder if we're going to make it through all 1 minute and 44 seconds of his help.
Jesus in a dump truck. Jesus, I just woke up. I can't talk.
Are you going to insult my friends? Don't insult my friends.
Jesus in a dump truck. I woke up thinking Jesus in a dump truck.
Come on.
You
want to
know why?
He's my friend.
Because I have just
I like
listened
Jesus
to
in a dump truck.
The first Easter prank, the Easter Bunny prank. Getting ready to listen to Revenge.
Yeah.
And how is this not caused some mass confusion?
Oh, man. I know. Why didn't we think of this back in the calls of mass confusion days?
How easy would it be for someone just to stay in line or stay with...
And somebody else said, why aren't we doing calls of mass confusion for the Arby's bells ringing? Because how amazing would that be to have that on video? Some employee going up to the bell and looking incredibly awkward as he rings the bell for 20 minutes straight? That'd be the greatest thing ever.
panic and just kind of record.
What the hell, Jihad? Get back on this calls of mass confusion thing.
The mall employees walking over to the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
This should have brought y'all back together. This is what should have happened.
Yep. I blame Max Power because he sent the lists in.
I want to see somebody. I want to see the firehouse sub lady trying to feed the Easter Bunny lettuce.
Yeah. I want to see, who was it again? Oh, yeah, the perfume store spraying perfume into the Easter Bunny's eye holes. Because that would be funny, wouldn't
y'all
it?
Y'all dropped the ball on this one. Great show, but I want to see...
Next year, everyone.
Video. I think everyone wants to see video. The Easter's in a few days, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but, probably not.
Something definitely needs to go...
Okay, that's enough. A minute and 27 seconds. I played almost your entire voicemail, Ruprecht.
Hey, Brad, this is Mike the Man. I was thinking about you, and,
okay.
Hoping you're having a good day, and I just really enjoy your show, so, yep.
Best
yeah,
day ever.
Thanks, man. Keep it.
I'll try to keep it up. All right, bye. Thanks for the voicemail. Thanks for keeping it under 30 seconds.
Hey, Brad, it's Not Brad.
Hey, Not Brad.
So I have a joke for you.
Okay.
What do businesses and regular people have in common? What do regular businesses and... Maybe I'm saying this joke wrong. What do business phones and people phones have in common?
What?
They're both working. Have a good one, Brad.
What? Oh, yeah, okay. I guess that was a good one. Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, Brad, this is Richard. No. Call me Deep Throat Dick. Just letting you know that the Easter Bunny in Easter is run by the Mafia, and we don't, the Dons, they don't appreciate you, making fun and doing these prank calls.
I'm not making fun.
Easter Bunny's name's in vain, okay? So you just better watch out and stop
I'm laughing
that, okay?
With you.
You don't want the Easter Bunny's head laying next to your bed when he wakes up, because not going to be a good
I wouldn't
guy.
Want that.
So you leave Easter alone. You stick with the Santa.
All right. Thanks. Sorry, Mr. Dick Person, Deep Throat Dick.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Just want to know, what do you want?
What?
Didn't answer me.
What?
You really didn't answer me.
What are you talking about?
You're blocking me.
Like you blocking you?
This is the just drop everything for the
people. Oh, you sound like you're in a bar. This must be TF2 Lover. Okay, TF2 Lover, enjoy your time in your bar, you stupid piece of shit.
Hey, Brad, it's Screw. Just giving you a call because there's some stuff going on with the IVR. Maybe you know about it, maybe
Uh-oh.
You don't.
Uh-oh.
But it doesn't appear to be responding to ABCD tones.
Oh, no.
The tone generator I'm using, you know... checking it against the DTM.
You know, like, so, I wonder if I even set it up yet on that main menu. Like, did I set up the ABCD options? Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm an idiot. Let's see. Main menu. Yeah, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't. I know I mentioned the ABCD tones on the main menu, but ever since the FBI raid, the TNI machine just hasn't been up to, you know, how it used to be. Damn it, I really need to spend some time on this. It's my fault. It's not that it's not responding to them. It's just that I have not set up those options yet. And I have all the recordings for the options. I just need a couple of hours to set them all up. Man, I'm sorry.
Decoder, actually, a couple DTMF decoders.
Don't hate me.
Generating the tones well enough for them to pick
up
on it.
I'm going to do that. I'll try and do that this week.
But for whatever reason, the menu's not just breaking on it. I don't know if maybe it's some goofy shit on my end,
no.
Or maybe the IVR is just being all...
Just me being lazy for the past 2.5 years now.
Something. But anyway, I figured I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Screw. I'm a big dummy. I'll get that fixed.
Hey, Brad. It's Wasted.
Hey, Wasted.
You know,
I sound depressed. Is everything okay, Wasted?
You run all the shows and everything. Everything's great. Love y'all. Shout
thanks.
Out to Tempe.
Yeah,
and,
Tempe.
You know, just keep on keeping on, man.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck some
wasted.
Shit up, man. Oh, yeah.
Can't wait
oh, yeah.
to fuck some shit
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, Wasted.
Bye.
Bye, Wasted.
Love you. Yeah. Love you, honey, baby.
Yeah, you too. Whatever. Bye. Should I play the other voicemail by Wasted? It's a short one. Why not? Let's end the show with...
It's Wasted again. I owe everything to RBCT and Dragomir. I love you guys so much. All right.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Good old Dragomir.
RBCP and Dragomir.
Yeah.
Love. Bye.
RBCP and Dragomir forever. 1-800-555-RBCP and I don't know. Whatever. Okay, that's the last voicemail. Thank you, everybody, for leaving the voicemails. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, the phone number is 814-422-5309. Please make it under 30 seconds, if possible, and maybe I will play the entire thing. That'd be nice. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Omni and Jason B., Christine, Miguel F., and thebadcatforum.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus or newproject2.com/phonelosers. Those are the three places you can get secret shows every single week. All the best stuff happens in the secret shows. It's much better than this bullshit snowplow show thing that you're always listening to. And it's completely worth it. Please support the show. See you next time, everyone.
I stayed home from work. Doing renovations, replacing the carpets in my basement. I noticed a hatch in the corner of the floor, so I lifted the latch and I opened the door. The hatch door opened, and to my amazement, there was a tunnel leading somewhere beneath my basement. Anticipation, my heart was racing, so I jumped in the hole in the corner of my basement. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here. I need you to help me take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Now I'm down in the hole that I just jumped in, and there's tunnels leading in every direction. It's like an underground city down here, so I'm hoping you could just lend me your ears. There's a big waterfall, old computers and cars. My phone's light's not so bright, but I found some cigars. They smell real nice, I think they're from Cuba. There's an old car down here, and the horn goes, Aluga. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here. I need you to help me take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. I've been walking for a while and I'm feeling kinda nervous. When I finally got reception, my phone said I'm under your house. That's why I'm calling you, and I hope that you can help me find my way back home, or maybe send a canary. There's a guy down here, and I think he's a hobo. He makes me suck his dick for release, no homo. There's a chest in the corner full of gold doubloons, so don't you call the cops, I don't trust those buffoons. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here. I need you to help me take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Got a broom handle I found that I'm banging around on the ceiling in the hopes that somebody... Oh wait, what's that sound? Oh no, robots. Oh shit.
Human threat exterminated.
So, is that gonna mess our microwaves up?